You think I can't stand? I can't stand without you, without justice. You, my friends, like certain say, what shall I do? I can't remain stand. I can't live without him. That is. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, the hankering, that plane of hankering of our heart. Within heart, within our consciousness of soul, whatever we may say, the inner plane is of such. Searching, search for Sri Krishna, reality, the beautiful. Adhadu Brahma Jigyasa in Vedanta. The substance of the Veda collected, and Brahma Sutra was given by Vedavyasa. And the beginning, Adhadu Brahma Jigyasa, the most relevant question of all us are, all of us is here, Brahma Jigyasa, search of the biggest. And that has been come in Mahaprabhu, search for Krishna, search for Krishna, jigyasa, inquiry after the biggest, all accommodating thing. And here the search for Krishna really is the beautiful, kaha Krishna. The life is injected into that consciousness, Brahma Jigyasa, the heart is taking the main part. I can't stand without the object, the meaning of the Brahma. Who is the creator? Who is the sustainer? Who is everything here? I can't stand without him. A living thing of Brahma Jigyasa. The scholarly inquiry that what is the most basic, fundamental plane where we stand, Brahma Jigyasa. Our house hankering, what for we are living, fulfillment of our life. What is fulfillment of our life? Not that scholarly inquiry, where do you stand here? What is the analytical value of the environment, not such scholarly investigation, but house, inner demand. What for I am living here? Whom I am serving? Where is my fulfillment? Gaur Hari Gaur, Gauranga is here, such. Ye kaha Krishna pranunad vajendra nuna, kaha jao, kaha pao murali. कहाँ रे कोई वो के बाद सुने मोर दुःख ब्रजेंद्र मंदन बिना फासे मोर दुःख माय हार्ट इज एंडिंग विदाउट हैविंग टच बमुझ फिनिश किया चले विदाई गो
विदाई
गो
विदाई गो
This is not a separate thing. This is included in the whole center of the south mission. You see, it's another thing. That simplicity.
our sincerity. That is the innate nature of us. And the general progress towards the truth that will reveal our innate nature, and that nature is sincere and simple. We are now suffering from abnormal condition. We want to go back to normal position, normal life, back to home. So this is a general question, all comprehensive. How we can make progress towards Krishna? Everything will come, no artificiality. That we shall acquire some particular quality and thereby we shall learn something special. It is not like that. The general progress towards the truth, and that is affected by sadhu and shastra, the general instruction. By the association of the higher, we can get out of our filth, which we acquired in company of the abnormal world, of Maya. Misunderstanding. The same thing, misunderstanding will be cleared, and we shall go back to our simple and sincere life, where every man is engaged 100% in the service of Krishna, reality for itself. And we shall harmonize, adjust ourselves to that plane of activity. Common question, not to be dealt by any part. The whole self-progress is necessary. One will help another to take the name. So, it is said that only counting the beads that may not be affected. Sevan kehi jivalo. That is to use the tongue, to use the eye, to use the touch, whatever we have got, we shall take advantage of all of them. But the common thing, common capital of every one of them will be the sevan mukhata, to acquire serving tendency, die to the surrender, sarmagata. There we can live. We have to dissolve ourselves into the most fundamental plane. And we have acquired so many prejudices for provincial separate interest. And that those must be resolved fully, finally. And then we shall find our soul is dancing in the weave of the most fundamental, that is, for itself, for himself, everything for Krishna. For his satisfaction, the whole is moving to create his satisfaction. That is the universal movement, the dynamic characteristic of the most fundamental plane. And our heart, our own self must be a member, must find himself a member of that plane. All acquired tendencies, foreign tendencies, should be resolved. Sevan mukha. What is the nature? That is the serving the universal cause. And to get out of all provincialism, separate interests, in general, then I will be able to see things properly. Krishna, Krishna consciousness, Krishna relationship, the hand will work for that, the leg will work for that, the everything, the sound will work for that. Whatever we have got, everything will work for Krishna consciousness, Krishna satisfaction. The whole dissolution of the ego, die to live, surrender. Surrender to the interest, to the cause of Krishna, for the satisfaction of Krishna, and dissolve all selfish aspiration attained. That is the general thing. And that prayer can be acquired. Svajatiya svayasnigdi sadhu sangha satubhari. With the association of a saint who is in my line of thinking and is superior to myself. To be associated. Association means that is to serve him, to work under his direction. That is association. He will get the principal part. He will be master, I will be servant. I will be instrumental to him and he will work the instrument in me. In this way. That aim, that's the fruit, the result, the product belongs to him and not to anyone. That is the main object of a devotee's life. The Krishna alone is to enjoy. And if we can accept that, and we can not only theoretical acceptance, but practically if we can accept and mix up with that, then it is all right. Sevanam kehi jivadu svayameva spurapta, then the name will come of its own accord in me, the sound representation of him, the color representation, figure representation, touch representation, that will be in me as in home, most natural. My beloved, in this way, everything we shall be able to look at and have as our most beloved, most desirable atmosphere, object, everything. And that will also give us sweetness, experience of sweetness, of beauty, harmony, everything what is desirable, normal. So, one, and that is to acquire serving attitude. Service means opposite to exploitation and renunciation. Minus any movement, minus exploitation and renunciation, the positive thing would be service. Not self-centered activity, nor apathy to the progress of the environment whole. So then the service, so that is to dive deep into the real interest of the whole self, and die to the throw yourself into fire, assess the khadgula viki vada, tenpa, that will be reduced to ashes, and the gold will remain in its pristine glory. Shiva. What is Shiva? Work for sarva dharmān parityajya mām ekam saranam vraja. That call, universal call, clarion call. Give up all conceptions of your duties and come to me alone and you will have not to repent.
Have you got skating, Lord?
Huh?
Have you got skating?
No. That is the common thing, singular thing. Sarva dharma, all concentrated, all the advices, teachings in Bhagavad Gita concentrated in one shloka in the end. Sarva dharma parityajya. Give up all conceptions of duties in your life and come to me alone, and I shall look after you. You won't have to repent. You will be amply paid. That is one final call of Bhagavad Gita by Krishna. I am everything. What you can even cannot conceive of. I am so friendly to you, you cannot think it properly now in your present position. I am such an intimate friend to you. An indispensable necessity you have with me only. I am such. The whole world may be reduced to ashes, fire, but you do not lose anything. Whatever you are thinking your own, all may be finished, crushed, reduced to ashes. You never lose anything. Your every engagement is with me. Your only requirement is in me. That is his the call, that universal call, that graphic, that comprehensive call. No side issues. Then the other call.
How am I to understand? How am I to understand my connection with such a place as called Venezuela and my duties towards the preaching?
That is hereafter should be talked by with the consultation of Akhanand Maharaj. The particulars. But general thing we have to deal. And that law should be applied everywhere, in any particular case.
Yesterday
that my interest, general interest, must be kept intact. And how that is to be applied in particular cases. It will come under that. Hare Krishna. That gentleman, one gentleman came here, few months ago, he was busy to write a book of comparative study in various conceptions of religion. Do you remember anyone?
Bhargava,
maybe. He was preparing to compile different principles of different religion. And he had a strong mind to publish a book with the comparative study of the principles of different religions. I asked him, physician, cure thyself. First try to know, don't lose your valuable time, don't waste. Know the truth first yourself. And whatever that truth will ask you to do, you should do that. Don't go thirst to push your mania into him. Know the truth first. That is all important. Valuable human birth. Try to know the truth. Be established in truth. No urgent duty like that. Everything should be accepted or non-accepted according to that conception. Know thyself first and then try to give it to others. Otherwise, without knowing you will distribute something, this and that, an undesirable thing, he will take trouble to distribute to others. No, first what is truth. And then, at the get the inspiration and then dispute the truth. So first to know, to have, then give. Have and give. Mahaprabhu says, Bharat bhumita hoyda manushya janma yar, janma sarthak kari kara parava. Mahaprabhu is saying there, you are fortunate not to have a birth in India. You have come close to closer contact with the real truth, Krishna consciousness. So, get success, try to acquire your realization and then distribute that to others. Janma sarthak kari. First you get your fulfillment. And then try to fulfill others. Svayam asiddha katham anyan sadhait. One who does not know anything, how he can make it known to others? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
Can you speak about something about the superiority of Vedic culture?
Huh?
Could you speak something about the superiority of Vedic culture?
Superiority of Vedic culture. As the question of geography may come. In America, what is the place where the position of highest civilization can be located? Either scientific or about finance, there something must be selected to hold the highest position in finance or in scientific knowledge.
Oxford
in England.
In America, it is near Boston.
Boston.
Yeah, anywhere. Then if other people say, why Oxford should be the seat of highest culture, why should we give recognition? Why not my village? If anyone asserts like that, what will be the answer?
Because of the people, learned men. Because of the learned men.
Why? The learned man will be there only. I am not less learned. Learned means in the scientific age, those that cultivate about science. And the Bible will say that they are, those are atheist, uneducated fellow. Who is well versed in the knowledge of Bible, he is the really educated man. What do you say? An educated man is a religious man. And religion has got the importance over science. It deals life eternal. And they are only dealing with the phenomenal part of the world, not the spiritual side. Then what place should be the highest in your consideration? Why it should be there, Oxford?
Your lot is
the college at Cambridge.
Your
lot
is good.
So to say that how Vedic culture should be the highest. Why the scriptures, the revealed scriptures that came in India, that should be considered as the highest, and not that came in Arabia, that Quran and that Bible, and the Sikhs will say that Granth Sahib given by Nanak. Why? first we have to accept with toleration that somewhere in the world it should be, without being jealous about the position of the land. Then we shall come in comparison. Comparison of religious points. And find out some criterion, common standard. What is religion? I have told many times, there's a gold age standard between the international currency, the dollar, the pound, the rupee, so many things. The standard is kept by the gold, medium. So we have to find first what should be the criterion of religion. Some say that clever attempt in exploitation, that may be the, and to distribute them like a king, that would be the highest. Buddhist, Shankar, the reactionary, they will say, for those that appreciate renunciation, exploitation can never be higher ideal. Abhirincha adamangalam karmanang parinamittat abhirincha adamangalam. By amassing energy under one's command and to distribute to them, to others, these all trifle things, all mortal things, so this cannot be the highest position in life. But Brahma, even the creator, he is also in the relativity of birth and death. He is to suffer from reaction. What to speak of others created animals or men. Even the creator himself, he is in relativity with this mortal world, so he is also to suffer birth and death. Then the next section, that of renunciation. The Buddhist, the Shankarite, they say, by renunciation everything and reducing us to some zero, that is sleep, dreamless sleep, that samadhi, complete retirement from the environment, that is the highest attainment, according to them. According to Buddhists, the dissolution of personality, and the Shankara also dissolution of the so-called personality, but there is one common mass of consciousness as the cause of the whole, non-differentiated, non-stratified. Anyhow, renunciation has been recommended to be the highest attainment. Then a third class, they say, the exploitation and the renunciation, both eliminated. A third plane is there, by which we can have our association with outside, and that is that of service. I am not exploiting anything, I am not renouncing him also. I shall serve him. This divine temperament. Whatever I shall be in the midst of, I shall look in the spirit of serving that. That is divine character. Not to exploit, and nor to renounce. But I shall connect with anything and everything with the spirit of service. And not only I shall see it in part by part, but part of the whole. One. In that way, we are led towards higher divine life, devotion. And it may be found in Quran, Bible, to certain extent, partially, according to the capacity of the local people, the installment has been given to them. But in India, from ancient time, they have dedicated themselves more for the spiritual life than this material life. And there, especially, there is a selected place of the Lord. I mentioned about geographical. Why God has selected India, the question will come, why God has selected India to be the place where the fullest, the highest revelation, revealed truth should be given down. Some place must be chosen. India has been chosen. The most important place, what attracted God's attention to give the fullest spiritual knowledge extended here. We are not to envy, not to be jealous of the geographical position, but we shall be eager wherever it is, we must try to have that. With this spirit we have to approach. The Vedic culture. Ved has dealt with spiritual life to the extreme and of different stages. That's why once Maximula told, the India in her Upanishad has got so much wealth that one drop may satisfy the whole of the world, but it won't be lessened thereby. So much nectar there is in the store of Upanishad in India, that the whole world will be satisfied only with one drop, and the India won't lose anything. It is of such type, nectar. So this appreciation from a foreign man, he could appreciate what is there. So some part in the globe must be, in the planet must be selected, and the India are selected, and here we find the general life is for religion, for God, then this material aspiration are developed. So Vedic culture means Ved. Ved means know. Veda, the literal meaning is know. As I told about the pranav, Omkar. Omkar, pranav. The very seed of the Veda is Om. What is the meaning of the Om? Yes. Already, in one word, the Veda say, yes. Yes, no, inquiry. What is yes? Whatever your inner search, that exists. Everyone is searching something. Something, happiness or pleasure, or express joy, something, the inner hunger. In one word say, yes. What you search after, that really is existing. Search. The first word is this pranam. And then come to Veda, he will say this, there, this, and by Galatia, it will say, all things contained there. So Vedic culture, Veda is samastai rahameva vedyo. The misguided people, they have also come to interpret Veda, but they failed. Atheistic people also came to Veda, but they could not enter into the real meaning of the Veda. Shankara was also a great exponent of the Vedic culture, but he concluded in some spiritual jiro, Brahma. But only the whole Vaishnava school, Sri Brahmarudra Sanat. submitting to the hierarchy, to the spiritual lineage, Acharya Parampara, they could find the real meaning. Real meaning that by surrender we can come in connection with the super subjective world. We are subject, and everyone, whatever we see, that is all of in the within objective world. But there is super subjective world, which can connect with me, with us, the gross type of subject, and that is finer subject, that can come to us, but we cannot go there according to our own whim. But if they want us to take in, we can go. There is such a sphere of life, such a plane of living, such a soil where so many jiva, so many souls are engaged in service of the center, service of the Lord, of the world in this way. Whatever you will refer from your religious books, it can be pointed out in a part of the Veda. It's a general representation of all comprehensive religious conception. There is a general saying, what is not in Mahabharat, that is not in India. The Veda will say, whatever is there in the world, everything in me, I contain everything, every classes of thinkers, by gradation accommodate in me. And comparative study from the lower conception, lowest conception of spiritualism to the highest, I contain there. By gradation you can get it. Vedai samastai rahameva vedo, Bhagavad Gita, as a guide to Vedic culture, generally says, the whole Ved attempts to know me only, Krishna consciousness. The attempt of the Veda is only to show me as Krishna. The origin of the whole is myself, Krishna says. In the Bhagavad Gita. This is the meaning of the Veda. Veda is samastai rahameva vedo. How the Krishna conception is the highest conception of reality. It should come from Veda. And even somewhere Veda say that we beg to be forgiven that we could not clearly express that Krishna conception is the highest conception of reality. In Sutistav, in Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that the Suti, that is Veda Mantra, they personified, they jointly say, give that statement, that we could not clearly express that the highest conscious reality in you, Krishna, in your rasa lila, that this kind of rasa is the highest object of all the souls in the world. We could not give it expressly, clearly to the people, so we beg to be forgiven by you, my Lord. This way, Krishna consciousness. Akhila rasamrita murti. In a general way, if we approach, do you want ecstasy, loss, joy, ananda, pleasure, whatever you see, that thing, our inner hankering is for that, and that in his fullest conception is in Krishna. You gradually try to find, make experiment, comparative study.
In the relativity of world religion, can Jesus Christ be considered a Shaktivesh avatar?
I don't follow what you say.
Can Jesus Christ
be considered
a Shaktivesh?
Shaktivesh. Yes. Maybe. No harm. not to laugh. A serious thing. I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told like that. Shaktavesh avata. But Shakti of different kind. Parashuram, he has many Shaktavesh avatar in India. Parashuram has got special power, Shaktavesh. To fight with the so-called Khatriyas, atheist Khatriyas. Vasudev, he has special power. He also about the readings of the scriptures, revealed scriptures. Prithu, to show how to give the good administration to the people. In this way, there are many who got special power. Special delegated power, ordinary jiva, but the delegated power in him from the Supreme for particular function, and they have done it successfully. There are many. So Christ, no doubt, he got some special power in him to deal with that sort of religious conception to the world. Shaktavesh. And I consider personally that Swami Maharaj, he also got some supernatural power to deal with such a graphic program in the foreign, what is not expected by the general capacity of a human being. Some special power came in him to make it possible. Shaktavesh. But that inspiration or that delegation does not come in any and every man. The man must have some capacity to a certain degree. Then that delegation may come to him. So he has got also his personal value at the same time. Though mukam karoti vachalam pangum langhayati girim, it is mentioned that his will, divine will, can then make a lame man to dance and to cross the mountain, and who is